Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a preacher, teacher, lecturer, and author. He lives in St. Louis, Missouri, and his preaching is entitled Knowledge of Good and Evil.
A reading from the book of Genesis. At the time when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, while as yet there was no field shrub on earth, and no grass of the field had sprouted, for the Lord God had sent no rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the soil, but a stream was welling up out of the earth and was watering all the surface of the ground. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and he placed there the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made various trees grow that were delightful to look at and good for food, with the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God then took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for it. The Lord God gave man this order: you are free to eat from any of the trees of the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. From that tree you shall not eat. The moment you eat from it, you are surely doomed to die. The word of the Lord. We have here the second account of the story of the creation of the human person. The second creation account, second chapter of the book of Genesis. If we just recall some of what we've been hearing from Genesis in the past couple days, we can easily see it as an unfolding of God's creative act in such a way that it fits well with an evolutionary understanding of the universe. For all of creation did not all come into being all at one time, but unfolded over 7 days, which even St. Augustine did not see as days in our sense. So one could clearly affirm, as the French Jesuit philosopher, theologian, scientist Teilhard de Chardin affirmed, that God created the universe evolutively, and that there is no disjunction that's necessary between creation and evolution. But we've now come to that point in creation, or in the evolutionary process, where the human emerges from that which was there before, in our text today, from the clay of the ground. Something new has appeared, something tremendous, something with great potentiality. Human life, human consciousness, the capacity for self-reflection, freedom. We have, of course, here a story attempting to teach us how best to understand where we come from and where we are going, why we have been created. And the story tells us about how God then does bring forth the earthling, Adam, someone from the earth, the man. And there he is, placed in a garden where there is life, and a tree of life, a tree of life in which we could also see the unfolding of living beings over time. What other living beings were there in the garden, we do not know. But in addition to that tree, there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which the man, Adam, was commanded not to taste, not to eat of that tree. Here lies the mystery. It is still to unfold that the companion is to be created. Woman, that will come next. For God so loves the human being, the man, that he does not want him to be alone and creates a companion for him. For God sees that loneliness is not good once we have human beings. But would it not also be good for the human being to have this knowledge of good and evil? Do we really think that God did not want the man to have that knowledge? What might God have in mind? Certainly God wanted the man to know him, to know God, goodness itself. Why then this command? Is it that God so loved the man that he really wanted him to remain innocent and not to know the pain that would come when one has knowledge of evil and good? Almost as if a parent, a good parent, wishes in many ways that that child of theirs would not have to experience suffering, difficult choices, mistakes along the road that have horrendous consequences. Could we not spare this child that? And yet a parent knows that that is not possible, that that state of innocence cannot endure. But did God, at least at first, momentarily, wish that somehow that innocence that the man had could be sustained, and therefore gave him that command out of loving kindness? For indeed, the knowledge of good and evil is not simply, can never be, a cerebral knowledge that we have in our heads alone. It is always going to be an experiential knowledge. And can one truly know the good without knowing evil? Can one know evil without knowing good? Do not these come together? Can we know the cold without knowing what warmth is, or vice versa? It is a tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so we know in our own lives how much we learn from experience in mistakes that perhaps we have made, and how they can then never be overturned completely, but we can mature beyond them as we see ourselves go, even as literature sometimes uses as a theme, the state of innocence, and then innocence lost, and then a deeper kind of matured innocence regained. Perhaps God did want to spare Adam this knowledge. Perhaps God knew that eventually they had to have that knowledge. But at least for a moment, could Adam not enjoy that kind of innocence before he knew really within himself what evil really is and what consequences it would bring? in our world today, we are aware of barbarous forms of evil. We wonder, how could that come from within the human heart? Yet, when we see it, we know that there is the opposite. There is good, after which we must strive. And when push comes to shove, we would not want ourselves not to have that knowledge, even though there is always a part of us that wishes there is something we did not know. ¶¶